Board Minute Summaries by Gabe Griffith. Below are some long overdue board minute summaries. I have included the last two pre-convention board meetings for page 26, which the minutes have been approved by the board. These are the spring and fall 2008 CCB Board of Directors meetings. Pre-convention board meeting April 10, 2008. Jeff Thom called the meeting to order at 7:40 p.m. at the Arden West Hilton Hotel in Sacramento. Present were President Jeff Thom, 1st VP Gene Lozano, 2nd VP Rhonda King, Treasurer Chris Gray, Secretary Gabe Griffith, immediate past President Kathy Skivers, Jerry Arakawa, Richard Ritta, Donna Pomerantz, David Jackson, Louis Preston, Ann Kizer, and Ken Metz. Absent were Peter Pardini and Barbara Rhodes. There were several announcements including introductions of out-of-state visitors, marriages, and birthdays, remaining meal tickets, meeting locations, and times, and more. Jeff Thom read the agenda, and it was moved and seconded to accept it. Gabe Griffith read the minutes from the October 2007 pre-convention board meeting. It was moved and seconded to accept the minutes with corrections, and the motion passed. Kathy Skivers then read the minutes from the January 17, 2008 conference call board meeting. It was moved and seconded to accept the minutes with corrections, and the motion passed. Linda Burrell then spoke about her experiences as CCB's representative to the Hawaii Association of the Blind Convention. Chris Gray then gave a treasurer's report. He did not have a bottom line number of CCB's accounts at that time, but stated that he would get those numbers to anyone who asked for them after the convention. There was a discussion about accounting practices and how we can make sure CCB's books are balanced properly. It was moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report, and the motion passed. There was page 27. Then a motion to have the status of all audits and accounts presented to the board by June 1, 2008. It was seconded, and the motion passed. Mitch Pomerantz and Chris Gray then presented the proposed 2008 CCB budget. The board first accepted the income portion of the budget, and then the expense portion. It was then moved and seconded to accept the entire budget as presented, and the motion passed. Next, Jeff reported on the Friends of CCB Committee. There is now a brochure for this committee, which was included in all convention packets, and all attendees were encouraged to read it. Bernice Candarian gave a Publications Committee report. She reported on issues surrounding the Blind Californian, including expenses and things that are being done to keep costs down. She also reported on several other items the committee was working on, including a writer's workshop, pre-convention registration packets, the Seniors with Vision Loss pamphlet, and several items concerning the CCB website. It was moved and seconded to accept the Publications Committee report. The motion passed. Rhonda King then gave a fundraising update. She reported on prizes for the Spring Sweepstakes tickets, the MMS program, convention corporate donors, and other fundraising opportunities that were in the works. It was moved and seconded to commit funds to stream the fall convention. The motion passed. It was then moved and seconded to accept the fundraising report, and the motion passed. Next, it was moved and seconded to pay for one student to attend the 2008 ACB National Convention. The motion passed. It was then moved and seconded to keep the meal subsidies for the fall 2008 convention at the same level as they were for the spring convention, and the motion, page 28, passed. It was moved and seconded to keep the fall room subsidies at $90, and that motion passed. It was moved and seconded to have the Spring 2009 Convention in San Mateo. The motion failed. It was then moved and seconded to have the Spring 2009 Convention back at the Arden West, and the motion passed. Kathy reported on the Newell Berry and the Ellen Murphy Trust Funds. Each of these reports were moved and seconded to be accepted, and the motions passed. It was moved and seconded to have the CCB caucus at the 2008 ACB National Convention be a bag lunch or people could bring their own lunches. The motion passed. It was next moved and seconded to have CCB sign on to a legal brief for a case in Arizona regarding descriptive video and how important it was. The motion passed. Public comment included. Comments on Capital Day, CCB taxes, and the CCB caucus meeting. At the ACB convention. The meeting was adjourned at 11:49 p.m. Pre-convention board meeting October 23, 2008. President Jeff Thom called the meeting to order at 7:10 p.m. Present were President Jeff Thom, 1st VP Gene Lozano, 2nd VP Rhonda King, Treasurer Chris Gray, Secretary Gabe Griffith, immediate past President Kathy Skivers, Jerry Arakawa, Ken Metz, Richard Ritta, David Jackson, Louis Preston, Peter Pardini, Ann Kazor, and Donna Pomerantz. Absent was Barbara Rhodes. There were announcements, including ticket announcements, meeting time, and location information, live streaming of the convention, volunteers for the exhibit hall, awards, and introductions of out-of-state visitors. It was moved and seconded to accept the agenda with page 29, modifications. The motion passed. Kathy read the April 10th pre-convention board minutes. It was moved and seconded to accept the minutes, and the motion passed. Jeff read the minutes for the July 19th conference call. It was moved and seconded to accept the minutes with corrections. The motion passed. Gabe read the minutes for the September 19th conference call. It was moved and seconded to accept the minutes with corrections. The motion passed. Jeff stated that Leslie Thom has been appointed to the board for CDEBH. The public comment section included comments on a paid web designer and encouragement for people to attend a PR breakfast. In his treasurer's report, Chris told us that the 2005 and 2006 audits had been completed. The total CCB assets, including liabilities, and equities, as of September 30, 2008 are $1,367,510.90. For details see the California Council of the Blind Balance Sheet, September 30, 2008. There was a discussion regarding FISN, a new money management program CCB is working with. There was also a request for the board to have financial updates on at least a quarterly basis. It was moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report, and the motion passed. The Yosemite Gateway chapter has fulfilled the necessary requirements for becoming a chapter of CCB. It was moved and seconded to allow them to present credentials at the fall 2008 convention. The motion passed. Rhonda then gave a fundraising report. She reported on the fall sweepstakes, convention sponsors, the possibility of working with the Sonoma Cattle Company, the MMS program, and other activities. She said that if anyone had questions about fundraising projects during the convention, Peter Pardini or OB Showman could answer them. There were also updates on the eBay Giving, page 30, program, and the Friends of CCB. It was moved and seconded to accept the fundraising report, and the motion passed. Next was a publications report. Most of this report dealt with the CCB website, and the information can be found in the October 23, 2008 Publications Committee report. Bernice thanked Joel Isaacs for all the work he has done on the website. She also gave an update on how many people are receiving the various versions of the Blind Californian. It was moved and seconded to accept the Publications Committee report, and the motion passed. Kathy gave an update on the new APERI Trust Fund. It was moved and seconded to accept this report, and the motion passed. She then gave an update on the Ellen Murphy Trust Fund. It was moved and seconded to accept this report as well, and this motion also passed. Kathy then mentioned that there are several openings on the Blind Advisory Committee and asked CCB to set aside $1,000 to help fund face-to-face meetings. There were several bids for the Fall 2009 convention site, and it was moved and passed to give the membership 10 minutes to express their views on which bid the board should accept. After much discussion, motions were made to accept the Fresno Radisson bid and to hold the convention over the Halloween weekend. Both motions passed. It was moved and seconded to charge $20 for lunches, $30 for the president's dinner, and $35 for the banquet. The motion passed. It was then moved and seconded to have CCB pay to be represented at an upcoming family conference for families with children who are visually impaired. The motion passed. There was then a motion made and seconded to send four members to the legislative seminar in 2009. An amendment was proposed. Page 31. Make this number 6. The amendment was not accepted as friendly, so it was voted on and passed. The original motion was modified and then passed. There was then a general discussion about funding, specifically to get funding to develop a strategic plan for CCB. There is an initiative in Southern California called IAMPWD, which is campaigning to have stage and screen portrayals of disabled persons be more realistic and to increase the opportunities for actors with disabilities. It was moved and seconded to have CCB sign onto this campaign, and the motion passed. Jeff stated that he will establish a subcommittee on gratitude certificates to fulfill a resolution that was passed at the Spring 2008 convention. Richard described the Northern California Transition to Employment Council he has put together and said that it has been difficult to get someone from CCB to attend regularly. Ken Metz volunteered to attend via conference call on behalf of CCB. Public comment included comments on the Braille menu in the hotel's restaurant, a paid web designer, encouragement for people to attend a PR breakfast, and remaining with a specific financial advisor when one changes employers. The meeting adjourned at 11:42 p.m.